What can God heal?
Anything.
I mean, all you got to do is realize that you have to fight for it. And that's one of the ways you fight. It's worship and praising. Is there any place in the scripture where we ever saw that the enemy come against Israel and the only thing they did was sent a band out to worship and praise God? Anybody ever read that story?
Yeah.
They did. Didn't who in the world would fight a battle like that? Is that stupid? I mean, let's just go out and let's just take our horns and let's just pray. Let's praise the king. Just go out there praising the king with our horns, and the Lord confused the enemy and they all got killed. And they never lost a man. Isn't that something? Can we do that same thing? Sure, we can take that and we can use that as an example. We can take the scripture. We can start praising the Lord and standing on his word. Hey, Lord, thank you that I'm healed because it's written in your word. You made me this promise. Now it's done. So, Lord, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand courageous through this whole thing. I ain't giving up. I'm going to be courageous. I'm going to be very courageous, and I'm going to be strong. I'm going to win my battle. I'm going to win it in Jesus' name. That you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now then, verse 8. Let's look at this verse 8. This book, now this is the best advice any daddy could give his children, both boys and girls. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein once in a while. How much are you supposed to meditate in the Word? Day and night. That sounds like the way some of us watch television, don't it? Wake up in the morning, the first thing we do is turn on the TV. Some people don't even turn that beast off at night. They let it run while they're sleeping. Their subconscious mind is being fed the trash of the world. I've seen lots of people. I've been at their house. When we go in, they wake up in the morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock, first thing they do is flip the control, turn on the TV to see what's going on, and it sets their runs all day. You have breakfast with them, TV's on. You have dinner with them, the TV's on. You can leave their house that night at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, and the TV has never been turned off. It's sitting there with the trash of the world being fed into that house. Wow. I'll tell you what, you want to walk in God's anointing? You ain't going to do that. You're going to have to turn that beast off. I will have to say, at 9:25, I was doing something and I walked outside and I saw all the storms and everything. I thought, well, I guess I'm going to run in right quick. I thought, Lord, maybe this is from you. I run in, turn the TV on and see if there's anything on the news about where these storms are. So I run in there and flipped on the TV on Channel 4, and boy, that's all it was at 9:25. And they were saying, you know, Granbury has just been hit really hard. Several homes have been totally destroyed, and now there's a 1 mile wide tornado headed right straight for Cleburne, Texas. I said, Lord, now I know why you sent me in here to turn this television on. I threw up my hands. I said, Lord, I remit the sins of all the people in Cleburne. In the name of Jesus, can we do that?
Absolutely.
That's according to the Word of God, we can. So, Lord, I remit all their sins. I ask you to forgive them all. Now I command, now that I've remitted their sins, I command that tornado to dissipate and not do the damage it had been planned to do in the Cleburne area. And Father, I want to thank you and praise you. And I'm sitting there with the TV on, with both hands up in my chair, reared back, worshiping and praising the king. And all of a sudden, within about 3 minutes, no more than 3 minutes, the guy come back and said, we don't know what just happened, but the tornado is totally, it's going away and changing in Cleburne. Now, I know there must have been some of y'all somewhere that was agreeing with me in prayer at the same time, you know, because I know I wasn't the only one God called to do that, Mary. You know, I know God speaks to more of his children than just one of us, right?
Amen.
Sure he does. And so as all of us were remitting their sins and everything else and praying the prayer of faith, we literally stopped the damage that was headed for Cleburne, and they got by with not near what Granbury got hit with. There was 16 or 17 tornadoes. I didn't have any idea how many there were, but I knew those things were all over the place. Now then, God has given us that kind of power and authority if we know it as sons of God. But so many people don't have a clue. It said, now this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, after you do what it says, shall you make your way prosperous, and then shall you have good success. Now then, I heard Dave make this statement the other day. He said, you know, I don't care if my children go to college or not, but I am going to make sure they learn the Word of God. Now, that's the best advice from a daddy that I ever heard in my life. In fact, I guess he's the only father that I ever heard in my life that made that statement for his children. Most daddies want their children to go to Baylor or Harvard or Yale or somewhere. We want them to go to a good school. And now then, these good schools that started by good Christian people are now perverted. I tell you what, if I was going to go to school today, if I was going to start over where I am right now, and it might not be a bad idea, you know, if I were to go to Yale or Harvard, I could really stir up something up there. I mean, I could really stir up some problems in those schools. Whoa, couldn't we? I mean, could all of us? Yeah, with what we know about the Word of God, you know, I mean, to tell you, and I still love that story about that Marine that was home from Iraq for a few months, and he was going to take a course while he was there, and he went back there in the class, and the professor walks in, you know, and he comes in, he says, you know, is there anybody in here believe there's really a God? And of course, this Marine, he held his head, yeah, I believe there's a God. He said, you know, there ain't no God. I'm going to prove to you there ain't no God. So he said, you know, God, if you're really real, just come down here and punch me out. Knock me out right now. I'll give you 10 minutes, God. Can you imagine the stupidity of professors doing something like this in college today? But we got some. We got some that this stupid. So anyway, for a few minutes, he's going along there, and 7 or 8 minutes goes by, and he said, look, son, see, I told you, there's no God. If there was, I told him to come down here and knock me out. So this Marine just gets up, walks up to the front of the room, walks right up to the guy, looks him right now, and says, bam, hits him right in the chop, just knocks him out flat. After he wakes up in a few minutes, he gets, says, what'd you do that for? He said, you know, God sent me to take care of his light work. He's watching over our boys over in Iraq. I thought, we need a few more of those kind of Marines, don't we? Did you know that the question was asked in our country, I don't know how many people they surveyed, but they asked, do you think it's possible for us to get back to being a republic without force, without a real revolution? And you know how many people in America that they surveyed said they think we're going to have a physical killing revolution in America to get back to the republic? 39% of the people they surveyed said they believe we're going to have a war on the grounds of America. That's sad, isn't it? The only thing that's going to change that is the prayers of the saints. If we don't pray, it's going to happen. But if we pray, it ain't going to happen. We can win this battle on our knees. That's absolutely a fact. But he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. And that's the problem with the church today. We've not read the book. Or if we've read it, we've read it with a set of closed eyes that does not teach us the truth. When you begin to see the truth of God's word, I remember when I met Dave, he didn't believe these things either that I teach from God's word. But after he finally began to get revelation on this, Dave came to me one day and he said, Pastor, I don't understand how in the world I missed it. He said, I can open God's word to any double set of pages and I can find this concept of sin and sickness. He said, it's everywhere. Since Jack's here today, I'll tell this little story since he can confirm it. And I was going to go out and look at a sky track. And as we were going across there, he said, man, I just started coming to your healing schools. And I don't understand where you get this sin and sickness relationship. He said, I don't see that in God's word. I said, well, Jack, that's going to be the first 2 hours next Saturday. I said, come to the healing school and you'll get to hear it. So he came the next Saturday and he listened to the whole 4 hours. And then a few years later, I guess, Jack called me one day and he said, you know, this sin-sickness relationship that I used to couldn't see at all, he said, I can open the Bible and read any 6 lines and I can find it. I thought, now, wow, what has happened to his and Dave's eyes in the process? They've been opened. That's right, they've been opened. And so if Dave tells me he can find sin and sickness relationship on any 2 pages and Jack says he can find it in any 6 lines, that means it's in there quite a bit, isn't it? But it is in there. But this book of the law, why do you think God told us to let not this word depart? It's keep it in your mouth, be ready to speak at any time. How in the world are you going to get this word in you? In fact, I made a statement over at the Prophecy Club the first night I was over there. I said, okay, we got a full house. We got seats down both aisles and everything. The place is packed out. Now then, folks, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have them lock the front door. I'm going to give you a notepad. And if you can't write down at least 500 verses for me, you can't go home tonight. I said, how many of y'all in this place could write down 500 verses for me? Guess how many hands went up?
None.
Not one. Not one. I said, okay, 100. Guess what? None. I come down to 10, and guess what? About a handful. I thought, okay, wow. I said, so now y'all see what's wrong with us? Y'all see what's wrong with us? What did God say for us to do with this law? Hide it in our heart. Put it in our mouth. Speak it. Every time you open your mouth, what should be coming out?
Words.
Yeah, not words of profanity, not words about junk. That's just like the other day. I was talking to a young boy, and he was having a few physical problems, and so I was trying to get him healed. And I said, son, can you name me the apostles? He said, how many are there? I said, okay, I was talking about the 12 original ones, you know, but I said, okay, yeah. I said, there's 26, but I said, okay, so you can't name me 12. And no, sir, I cannot. I said, do you watch football? Oh, yeah. I said, you ever heard of the Dallas Cowboys? Yeah. And I said, can you name me who the starting team is? Absolutely. And I thought, now we know where he puts all his interests. And I see, if he had spent as much time in God's Word as he does spending our television watching a football game, but that's where most of our young men are today. In fact, I remember one day I went to Kansas City years ago, and that's when Roger Staubach had just won the, what do you call that, the Super Bowl. Yeah, I couldn't even think what that was called. But anyway, I went to Kansas City. That was one of my operations, and I walked up on a dock that Monday morning, and one of the guys said, hey, Thurman, he says, what do you think about your guy Staubach? I said, my guy Staubach? I said, sir, I'm sorry, I don't know anybody by the name of Staubach. He said, you don't know Roger Staubach? I said, I don't think I ever heard of him. And he said, you are from Dallas, aren't you? I said, well, pretty close. I live in Louisville. I said, that's just up the road. I said, why? Who is he? He said, he's the head quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and they just won the Super Bowl yesterday. I said, what's the Super Bowl? I said, no, I take that back. I have heard of the Super Bowl. So I said, but I'll never watch it. I don't know anything about it. But let me tell you, since I've hidden the Word in my heart instead of the world, why do you think I have such a good success rate in getting people healed?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled How to Be Prosperous and Successful, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.